When in our synagogue, Father Rebus says punishment fits his crimes. The father of Reina synagogue, the worst rapist in British legal history, has said his son's punishment fits his crimes after he was jailed for life. Sinaga, a 36-year-old PhD student from Indonesia, was found guilty of 159 sexual offenses against 48 men. He picked up his victims outside clubs in Manchester and lured them into his flat, where he drugged and assaulted them while filming the attacks. On Monday, a judge jailed Sinaga for life, which a minimum terms of 30 years. As Sinaga's family and friends come to term with his fate, they have painted a picture of his life in Indonesia before he became a serious sexual predator. Speaking for the first time since his son was jailed, his father, Salman Sinaga, told BBC Indonesian over the phone, "We accept the verdict. His punishment fits his crimes. I don't want to discuss the case any further." Sinaga's friends at the University of Indonesia said he was a flamboyant and popular student. He was very social, friendly, easy to get along with, fun to work on projects with. One friend, who wished not to be named, said she lost contact with him when he went abroad to continue his studies in the UK in 2007. Sinaga is said to have fallen in love with the city of Manchester and told his family that he wanted to live in Britain forever. Living close to Manchester's gay village, he was able to express his sexuality openly in a way that was impossible to do back in Indonesia. The oldest of four children, Sinaga was born in 1983 into a conservative Christian family, part of the Baitag tribe from the island of Sumatra. His father is a wealthy businessman who owns several branches of private bank. It was his father's money that allowed Sinaga to be perpetual fee-paying international student for more than 10 years, up until his arrest on the 2nd of June 2017. Sinaga's father also financed his flat on Princess Street in the heart of Manchester city center. His mother was the only member of family to attend one of Sinaga's trials. She came to be first pre-trial hearing, but was not present for any of four trials. Her son insisted on putting his victim through a pleading not guilty. She did, however, wrote a character witness statement, which was presented in his defense. Are you affected by this? BBC Action Line was poor at more information on emotional distress. Greater Manchester Police said anyone who believes they have been attacked by Sinaga can report information online or call the police line from inside the UK or 027-108-0124 from abroad. His family described him as a good, very bright, religious boy who was regular churchgoer, said Gulfan Nafra, consular officer at the Indonesian embassy in London. When sentencing him to life in prison, Judge Susan Godham, QC, noted the reference and said directly to Sinaga that his family know nothing of your true nature. Police say they have evidence Sinaga targeted at least 190 victims in total. Further potential victims have come forward allowing his sentencing by contacting a delegated helpline. Indonesia shame. In Indonesia, news of Sinaga's crime has elicited shock and anger. The story has gone viral, and on Monday, Sinaga became a trending topic when news of his sentencing broke. His family home has been swept by media. Many Indonesians took to social media to say Sinaga had brought shame on the country in the eyes of the world. Some called for him to face the death penalty. Others in Indonesia questioned his mental state on social media, but Mr. Afero, who met Sinaga during the trial, said he was a sound state of mind. I met him 3 times in prison when he looked happy, healthy, and calm. Mr. Afro said he understands that he's facing and he showed no remorse because he insisted he's not guilty. Therefore, he doesn't feel any burden. The judge dismissed Sinaga's defense that his victim had consented to sex with him, calling it ludicrous and nonsense. Indonesians have also taken note of the process in place in the UK to protect rape victims, such as psychological counseling and anonymity in media reports. Take note in a way, in England, the victims are given counseling and trauma healing, while in Indonesia, rape victims are always blamed and shamed, wrote one person on social media. Another said, here, they're not saying the victims were wearing too sexy clothes. Fear of backlash. In Indonesia's LGBT community, Sinaga's case could not come at a worse time. While homosexuality is not legal in Indonesia, in recent years there has been a wave of rising intolerance and hatred directed towards the community. On social media, some people have been accused of posting homophobic slurs in response to a news article about Seneca's case. Gay rights activist Hartoyo told the BBC he feared the case may be used by intolerant groups or push for criminalization and further attacks on the gay community. Even though it's clear that this is a criminal case and has nothing to do with the perpetrator's sexuality, this is about an evil person and I hope the local media makes that clear, he said. Like many people in Indonesia and Britain, Hartoyo said he was struggling to understand why Seneca did it, adding he was deeply shocked and horrified by the crimes. Indonesian officers say they have no evidence that Seneca committed sexual assaults or rape before moving to the UK.